this is one of my favorite conversations that we're going to have in the performance project. In his book, The Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz writes, "You need a very strong will in order to adopt the four agreements. But if you can begin to live your life with these agreements, the transformation in your life will be amazing." It's true. I was introduced to this book many, many, many years ago. Since then, it's provided me with a lens through which I look whenever I need to make a tough decision or navigate a hard situation. I encourage many of my clients to read the book and look through the lens of the four agreements when they're struggling as well. The four agreements are: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. This is Jen again from Cadence Coaching. Miguel Ruiz talks about cultivating personal freedom through his teachings, and I find this to be the most profound thing. That when we try to honor these simple but really hard to keep agreements, instead of becoming more restricted and feeling rule-bound, we actually become more free. Just as in writing, when we adhere to the most fundamental principles of writing, we're able ultimately to achieve more freedom of movement and more expression. Most forms of unwanted drama come back to having forgotten one of these four agreements. Ruiz says, "Death is not the biggest fear we have. Our biggest fear is taking the risk to be alive, the risk to be alive and express what we really are." The thing is, though, in order to do this, we need to strive to be unbound by all the inner judgment that's so often based on assumptions and fear. I realize as I'm saying this that we've already been examining these agreements in the performance project. As writers, we struggle with, of course, the same things that human beings have since the beginning of time. But our sport and our relationships with our horses provide a really cool meeting point for these ideas. I believe that paying attention to these four agreements can make us better partners for our horses, as well as help us live more drama-free lives. Be impeccable with your word. Agreement number one. This is what Ruiz says. Being impeccable is not acting against yourself. When you're impeccable, you take responsibility for your actions, but you do not judge or blame yourself. End quote. A lot easier to say than it is to do. When we're in integrity, we act cleanly and can follow through on what we say we'll do. It's not just about how we keep our word with others, but how we honor the agreements that we make with ourselves and the unspoken agreements that we make with our horses. I made a huge mistake during a clinic once. I allowed a well-known clinician to get on my 4-year-old gelding. It was the end of the day, and the clinician was in a bad mood. He proceeded to abuse my good-natured young horse. And this was a clinician particularly known for his book about training young horses compassionately. It took me far too long to ask him to get off. I waited until my boy took a big hunk out of his tail as the man backed him down the long side of the arena. My horror was only matched by my shame. I had broken my word to my horse. I had allowed him on one of his first outings off property to be abused. In my effort to learn and in my misplaced respect for this clinician, I had not been impeccable with my word. By letting this guy continue to ride my horse in this way for more than 2 seconds, I was acting against myself. I made a decision then and there to be impeccable with my word to my horses. And quite honestly, you'd think it'd be easy, but I have found myself in a couple more situations since then that have really pushed me to dig deep in order to honor that. Where have you not been impeccable with your word in the past? Do you honor your commitments? When you say you're going to do something, do you really intend to follow through? Or do you kind of say yes to things because you think you should? Really planning to figure out a way to flake out later. We all do that. How much cleaner and happier is it, though, to say no when you mean no? People-pleasing does not care about being impeccable with your word. Don't take things personally. Ruiz says, nothing other people do is because of you. It is because of themselves. Think about this. Imagine interacting with the same person in two different situations. First, the person had an awesome day, they got a good night's sleep, they had a great ride, and they won the lottery. They're feeling fantastic. How do you think they're going to treat you? Probably pretty damn well. Now, the same person, this time, they got a really bad night's sleep, they had a crappy ride, they got in a car accident, they didn't eat well, and all the annoying things happened to them. Not in a good mood. How do you think they're going to treat you now? Probably not so well. Remember, you were exactly the same in both situations. If we base our opinion of ourselves on how others treat us, we are so screwed. If we take personally what others do or say, we are leaving ourselves open for a world of hurt and living lies. Practice taking all feedback as neutral. As riders, we need to be good at taking lessons and really good at taking feedback in order to improve. If we take feedback personally and allow it to feed our self-doubt, it not only hurts ourselves, but our horses pay for it as well. So keep reminding yourself that nothing other people do is because of you. It's because of themselves. Choose what feedback is important for your growth and leave the rest. Don't make assumptions. This is a huge one. We make assumptions about everything. As you've heard me say now so many times, the problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. We swear that they're real. They can be so dangerous and crazy making. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. I find that people base their opinions of themselves on assumptions they make all the time. A classic example is what riders think others are thinking about them when they're in the warm-up arena at a show. I ask about this a lot because it's a common place to be able to identify your inner critic voice. People think I'm not as good as Wendy Warmblood over there. They think I look fat in my breeches. They think my horse is too good for me. They think my horse is not good enough. They think I'm a crappy rider, yada, yada, yada. What I have come to learn is that the assumptions we make about what others think are simply not true. Many of the mental skills you've been learning in the Performance Project are geared toward helping you break this habit of making assumptions that feed your self-doubt. The best way to catch yourself is to get curious. When you're tempted to make an assumption, ask a question instead. Keep practicing asking yourself the question, is that really true? Is that really true? Finally, Ruiz writes, there is just one more agreement, but it's the one that allows the other three to become deeply ingrained habits. The fourth agreement is about the action of the first three. Always do your best. Under any circumstance, always do your best, no more and no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality, and other times it will not be as good. End quote. Your best is just your best. It's not your best in comparison with someone else's best or some photo you see online or even in comparison with what your best was yesterday. It's just your best right here and now. I love this one because the flip side of it is to believe that others are doing their best as well. I recently had a client come to me very stressed out because her assistant trainer had acted in a way that she found to be hurtful and disloyal. She kept saying things like, I feel she should have handled it in this way, and in the past, I've done it that way. She was holding her assistant to the same high ethical standards to which she holds herself. Once she acknowledged that her assistant's best may not be the same as her own, and gotten more curious about what may have contributed to her behavior, she was able to let go of feeling quite so hurt and handle the situation with a lot more grace. There are so many examples I could give of the power of each one of these agreements. I'm going to leave it to you, though, to play with them in your own life and see where you can ditch some drama by doing your best. This is what the Performance Project is all about. Run with these. And you can read more about Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements on his website, miguelruiz.com, or you can just read the book. Have fun with it.